Oh,
oh,
I love him.
Marquee.
Get it off. Joking.
Good morning, mate.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, sir? You're looking fantastic.
I know. I feel real. I had a haircut a couple of days ago because I went to a wedding in Kiama. Yeah. So Melinda said, you are not going down there with long, scraggly hair.
Oh.
So I look fabulous.
You did? It's hard to tell with curly hair when you've had a haircut.
Yeah, well,
sometimes
you know.
Sometimes you sort of go, it's shorter, but it doesn't look.
Your hair never changes, Rob.
No,
I think it's a wig.
But
oops.
Do you, though, when you get invited to weddings and parties, Marky, and people know that you're from Choir Boys, do they ask you to get up and sing at these events?
No, but there was a birthday party that they wanted me to sing at just at the Hardy's Bay Club.
Yeah.
Birthday for a cricketer, Gavin Robinson.
He's a local boy.
Yeah, he's a local boy.
Gav's a local boy.
And I just didn't have time because I had to go up and protect my 10-year-old son from being alone. But they wanted me to sing Round of Paradise, and I was upset that I didn't do it. But yeah.
Good morning, Gav. He rings. Yeah. I think he listens. Good morning, Gav. He lives around on the beach somewhere.
You've only got to do it naked once, and people stop asking after that, don't they?
That's interesting you said that.
Yeah, I know. He's weird.
Yeah,
I know.
Strange man.
Everything was all above board, and he goes brings in nudity.
Yeah,
for
I know.
Some unknown
what is it?
I don't know.
At least he could wear a G-string. Only kidding.
Hey, just joke. Now, you were talking. You were talking. Let's roll it. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. Everyone's touring.
Everyone's touring.
And so you've been in contact with him.
Yes.
What do you have to say? Is all going well for Def Leppard?
Yes, he said that it's very complex getting this tour off the ground. And he said, you know, mentioned that it was coming out our way, that we should catch up, you know.
It
can be difficult because he's like data all over the place. But he just said it's more complicated since COVID, trying to get a tour of that size up and running. And, you know, they've been confronted with all sorts of issues.
Well, they're here with Motley Crue this year, end of this year.
Yeah. And you got your tickets?
I did get my tickets. The thing is, though, with Paddy Gerard, like he'll say him and Dave Faulkner are great mates and he'll have a chat about, oh, Dave and this and Dave and that. But whereas, Mark, you actually know Def Leppard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What? Do you reckon he might come and have a chat with us one day?
Would he?
Well, look, it's possible, right? But you've got to remember that you guys are on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
And Joe Elliott is a Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perthish kind of guy.
Would we have to travel to Sydney?
You'd have to travel down there.
We could do that.
We'd do that.
The thing is, right, my relationship with him might get a little bit burnt if I say, hey, mate, would you mind doing an interview with a couple of radio idiots that I know?
He's
very obliging.
Yeah.
But that's like getting, would you sing Run to Paradise at a party? I get you. Mate, yes. Why do these bands choose to live in Ireland? Because that's where you were saying, that's where the boys live.
Well, not he does.
So
guys live in America, apparently,
yeah.
The rest of the band. But he lives there and it's primarily, it is beautiful where he lives because he lives in Dublin, which is better than Belfast, where my father was born. I'm only kidding.
Look at this Belfast history lesson.
But they live there. The artists live there because there's no tax for artists. You know, like any
no tax for performing artists.
No tax.
That's so good.
Bono lives there. He can afford to buy two coffees every morning, and he lives right near Joe.
No tax.
Right. And he said that Bono's a really cool guy, despite what everybody else says.
Okay. Well, this is good. This has become interesting. So now,
what does everyone else say?
I don't know. I'm just commenting.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
And now, listen, in a couple of – when it's coming up very soon, Laycock Street Theatre.
Yes.
The Choir Boys are getting it together for a bit of a super show.
Yeah, the 24th, which is of this month. We are doing the Laycock Street Theatre, and it's Run to Paradise, rock and roll, Australian rock and roll stories.
Yeah.
And it's music, you know, and talking about all the stupid things that have occurred in, you know, that we've seen.
Yeah.
Some of them are just stories, you know, be them true. Just what I've been told.
Yeah. Right, okay.
There'll be a disclaimer at the start.
There will be lawsuits, right, and we're looking forward to that because you get publicity out of lawsuits.
Right.
Yeah, right, of course.
And all the bands getting back. All the bands going to be there too.
Yes, the whole band is going to be there, yes. And we're, you know, it's like, but mainly it's me talking about things, right? Yeah. And they just sit there patiently staring up at the ceiling
waiting
while I go, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, now. And then they all kick in.
Mate, so that's Saturday, June 24, Lake Oxford Theatre. That'll be bloody brilliant.
It's amazing.
And you got that coming up. Anything else for the rest of the year? What's the cracking?
We're only working on more of the theatre shows. Like we're doing Queen Bien. We're doing Wagga Wagga. Wagga 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 Wagga.
I love Wagga Wagga.
And we're booking in a few more of them and looking at one at possibly in Melbourne at the Crown Casino in the theatre there, which name escapes me. So we're just focusing on this at the moment.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, mate, as always, thank you for coming in. You're an absolute legend.
Am I finished?
Well, sorry, mate, your time's up.
Hang on a minute. Suddenly the show was interesting.
No, it was. That's right. And now what Paddy's going to do, he's going to put you and, of course, the singer from Def Leppard is going to be in his phone now as a contact.
Joe Elliott.
Yeah, Joe Elliott. He's now his
best
mate.
Just stay there, Mark. I just want to get his details, his email address.
yeah, no problem.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Gable.
Thank you.
From the Choir Boys. He's a legend.